It's time for Radio Real Estate with Mike Kent. Sponsored by Windermere Real Estate, Bank of the Pacific, Linden Sheet Metal, and Pacific Northwest Homes Magazine.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Real Estate on this gorgeous Saturday morning. And it sounds as though spring is going to arrive. We're going to get into the 70s in the next week. It's going to be a little chilly today and tomorrow, but the sun's coming out and it's a prelude to what I think is going to be an amazing, amazing week of weather. Hey, I want to run down the numbers for the last 7 days in Whatcom County real estate, and pretty interesting. At a time we expect inventory to be growing, it continues to be very, very, very tight inventory. In the last 7 days throughout Whatcom County, there have been 82 additional single-family homes come to the marketplace, while at the same time, 84 homes received accepted offers and have been taken off the shelf, so to speak. So 84 homes pended, 82 homes came onto the market. Size of the homes that entered the market, around 2,091 square feet. The size of the homes that received offers, 2,200 square feet. The average square foot price of the homes that have come onto the market, about $236 per square foot. The average square foot price of the homes that received offers this last week, $232, slightly more than the average square foot price that's come on. That tells me most of the sellers who are coming on the market are getting real. They're listening to the realtor, and they're bringing prices on that make sense and are supported by recent sales. So we continue to see a very, very robust market. If you're a buyer, you know how tight it can be. And I will say it, if your house is still for sale, it's been on the market for a period of time, the chances are probably 99.999% that the home is priced too high for the market right now. And you have two choices. You lower the price and shorten the time frame to get it sold and move on with your plan, or you be patient and let the market catch up with your home. Now, there are exceptions. There are certainly homes that are out of the typical three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler, which take a little more market time. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And I'm going to share with you a couple listings, examples of homes that are very specific for enthusiasts of different things. That'll make sense when you hear about them. But I also want to come back from the break. I'm going to share how the numbers have changed in Whatcom County, particularly Bellingham Real Estate, in the last 3 years. And the numbers are astounding. Please stay with me.
Believe it or not, mortgage rates have dropped recently, so it may be time to buy a home or consider refinancing to lower your payments on your current home. A variety of loan programs are available, offering terms, rates, and down payment options to fit most budgets. You can even apply for your loan directly online. Just go to bankofthepacific.com or give your local branch a call to set an appointment. Bank of the Pacific, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 417-480. All loans are subject to credit approval. Certain fees and restrictions apply.
Northwest Propane is known for longevity. Family owned and operated for more than three generations, they've been providing excellent propane services for over 70 years now. At Northwest Propane, personalized service is the cornerstone of their business. So when you're looking for quality propane services from a company you can trust, turn to Northwest Propane, the number one choice for Whatcom, Skagit, Island, and Snohomish counties since 1947. Call today for more information or online at nwpropane.net.
Dylan Honkoop is enjoying the sun at Carl's Mower and Saw today.
Absolutely, and if you're getting ready to, say, maybe sell a home like Mike was talking about, you probably want to get that yard in tip-top shape. People finally out making that happen now that the weather is turning around on us. By the way, sunshine is out, and it's nice here in Ferndale. I'm at Carl's Mower and Saw for Spring Fling 2018, the classic $5,000 shopping spree that KGMI does. Josh Levine with Carl's is here, and you've got some lawn tips for people, things that they should be doing right now, especially if now after rain and rain and rain and more rain, things are going to get nice this coming week. What are they going to be wanting to think about with the sun out, temperatures warming up?
Well, we had a little bit of yard damage last year with the drought that happened, so great time to get out and do some thatching, or de-thatching, as it would be called. Pick up that dead grass. And if you're thinking ahead a little bit, might be a great time to aerate, because creating a healthy root structure for your turf, for your grass, is going to sustain it through that summer. Throw a little fertilizer down, make that lawn pop, and you're going to have a house that you might be able to help sell a little quicker.
Absolutely. Get down here to Carl's Mower and Saw. They're full of good advice for you on how to care for your lawn and, of course, all the tools to do that and everything else in your yard, whether it's a chainsaw. Maybe you've still got some limbs that need to be dealt with after the ice and the wind and everything that that winter threw at us. They've got the tools to deal with that as well. We've got factory reps here from Steel, from Gravely, from Husqvarna. It's a party on Portal Way with strawberry shortcake out here, stuff going on down the street at Portal Way Farm and Garden, all kinds of freebies and things to win, and stuff even going on Carl's Mower and Saw's Facebook page. Check it all out, and certainly we'd love to see you here at Carl's before 11 o'clock. You've got to get here if you want to enter to win that $5,000 Spring Fling shopping spree. Again, Dylan Honkoop here on location in Ferndale at Carl's Mower and Saw.
I want to be sure and go there, enter the Spring Fling contest, and a lot of folks might not know locally, on the national level, Carl's Mower and Saw won the Outdoor Power Equipment Industry's Dealer of the Year just a few years back. Go by, check them out, and you'll see why that occurred. I'm one of their customers. They take such great care of us and our equipment, and they, if you look up professional in the dictionary under power equipment, you're going to see that's the folks you want to go see. That's today out at Carl's Mower. Good to talk to them. Hey, I want to share with you some of the numbers since 2015 that I ran on the MLS today, and pretty stunning. First of all, I did median sales price. The median sales price back in 2015 in Bellingham was about $265,000. That number has now increased to just shy of $360,000. Folks, that's just in 3 years' time. The number of homes for sale is a reason that price has gone up so dramatically. Back in January 2015, there were 1,004 homes available throughout all of Whatcom County. This past January, 560 homes total in Whatcom County, single-family residential homes. So it basically went to one-half what it was just 3 years ago. It's a remarkable change. Pending sales, the numbers have gone up by about 40% versus a pending sales number the same time 3 years ago, and the fact of the matter is the prices are going to continue to go up. The price per square foot, I always talk about that every week on the product that's coming on the market versus that's pending. Back in 2015 in January, the average square foot price of homes was $167 per square foot in Bellingham. Today, try $220 per square foot, and it went up 12.2% just in the last 12 months. Prices are changing. They're changing quickly. And the fact is we don't see it letting up unless we get a big supply of inventory or we see a huge jump in interest rates. And you just heard moments ago from Mike Gish, Bank of Pacific, rates actually went down a little bit this last week. So I fully expect there will be more buyers than there is product. And I reiterate, if your home is not selling, you better be serious about wanting to address the price or be patient. There are situations where some homes will take longer than others for specific reasons, particularly homes that are quite individual. We're going to talk about a few of those today, a little bit later on, but make sure you are priced right. And if you are, it's going to go away, and it's going to go away quickly. And when I come back in a little bit here, I'm going to be joined, actually, first off, by, I believe, Maria Dahl has called in, and she is with, if you've been following the papers and listening to this program, listening to KGMI, you know that the Blossom Time Parade has been saved by the United States Marine Corps League of Whatcom County. Mac McMaster and the folks there, and one of the folks spearheading this to make sure this thing happens is Maria Dahl, Windermere Realtor, great friend. Maria, you promised to keep us posted, and here you are calling in again. Give us some great updates. It sounds as though things are really churning. I've been following the news. This is happening.
Is happening, Mike. Good morning, and thanks again for helping us get these updates out.
You are welcome.
I don't know about you, but I'm still encountering folks that don't know that the parade's been saved. So if you can, please tell everybody you know, whether you think they know about it or not. And I do have a little tease this week. I can tell you that it's just been confirmed that we are experiencing the distinct honor of having Marine Security Forces Subbase Bangor here in Washington with their commander, Lieutenant Colonel Tinson, and his Sergeant Major Caputo in attendance and marching at the head of their Marine Battalion.
Oh, that is fabulous. I have a hunch there was a little peer pressure from the other Marines on that one.
Well, I believe we're rubbing shoulders in high places, I can tell you that.
Well, this is remarkable. When you consider that this goal and taking on this lofty goal was only done just a few weeks ago, and here we are, it's confirmed, it's happening. What is the most important thing we can do now as a community to make sure the parade comes off even better than ever?
Well, I want you to remember our sponsors, Sanitary Service, the City of Bellingham, and to all of you guys that have donated. In addition, we want to express gratitude to the company Brooks Manufacturing and John and Mimi Ferland for an extremely generous pledge. All of these donations are getting us so very close to our goal. Please keep them coming. Without all of these, this wouldn't be happening.
What about parade entries? How are we looking there?
We are getting entries. We need more. Come enjoy. Entries are free this year. If you're a business, there is a fee. And you can do all of that at the website, which is 1335mclbellingham.com, or go to our Facebook page. It's Memorial Day Parade, and I would be remiss in my responsibilities if I didn't get in my oorah or mat.
Hey, and I found it really easy. I had misplaced the website. All I did is I went to Google, and I typed in Bellingham Memorial Day Parade, and that'll take you right to the website or to the Facebook page as well. It's real simple, folks, to remember. If you're driving down the road, when you get back to the office or back home, simply type in Bellingham Memorial Day Parade in Google or any one of the search engines, and you're going to go right there. This is extraordinary, and I have a hunch it's going to be a day just like today. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be spring. And this will be how many years?
This will be the 98th year. We are just 2 years shy of our centennial. So this is going to be our phenomenal year. This is the year that our community stepped up with the Marine Corps League and everybody who's given money and saved our community parade.
Fantastic. Great work to you and Mac and everyone involved. And do keep us up to date. We'll talk to you next week and see how things are progressing, Maria. Thank you so much. Tell you what, we'll be right back. I'm going to share with you some more information what's happened in the Seattle area and talk about some properties that are rather unique and the reasons why. And if you have a unique property, something that's a little bit different than what's out there, give me a call. Let me know about it. Our number is 360-676-KGMI, 676-5464, and I'll give you a chance to pitch your property right here on the air to thousands.
Hey, neighbors. Have you picked out your American Standard heat pump yet?
Oh, no, not yet. We're not really in a rush.
That's right. I mean, look at this weather. It's gray skies and rain as far as the eye can see.
I don't know. I wouldn't procrastinate if I were you.
But surely we have plenty of time. Summer is still a couple of months away.
That's true. But here in the Pacific Northwest, we've got a bad habit of waiting till it's hot to get an air conditioner. Next thing you know, it's 85 degrees out and Linden sheet metal is slammed with installations. Plus, with an American Standard heat pump, you can stay cozy during the rainy season, too.
Slammed, you say? We can't have that. We're calling about installing an American Standard heat pump today.
Don't be a procrastinator. Get your heat pump installed this spring, before it gets hot. During the month of April, you can save up to $1,000 off the installation of a new air conditioner or heat pump. Don't wait. Call Linden Sheet Metal today. Linden Sheet Metal, on the corner of Guide and Main beside John Deere.
DeWard & Bodie's Red Tag Sale event is on now, with savings you do not want to miss out on. Shop the Red Tag Sale event where every appliance, mattress, barbecue, and furniture piece marked with a red tag is on sale, with savings up to 50% off. Find the deepest discounts of the season on closeout inventory, one-onlys, and floor models throughout all three DeWard & Bodie locations. Save big on the industry's leading brands like Whirlpool, LG, KitchenAid, Samsung, Maytag, Bosch, and so many more. You'll even find red tags on high-end brands like Thermador, Sub-Zero, and Wolf. Get huge cashback rebates, 0% special financing, free delivery, or shop this weekend to receive 10% of your qualifying purchase back on a DeWard & Bodie gift card. Financing OAC, free delivery, and gift card qualifications apply. Stop waiting and start saving. Don't miss the Red Tag Sale event on now at DeWard & Bodie, where you'll always get the very best for less. In Bellingham at the showroom on Meridian, the Outlet Center on Hannigan, and in Burlington, a half block north of Costco.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI News Talk 790 or the Cascade Radio Group. Hey!
Welcome back. I want to thank two of our sponsors who make this possible every Saturday morning. First of all, the Bank of the Pacific. And Mike Gish is telling me that the rates actually went down a little bit, and there's never been a better time to see whether you want to refinance. Maybe you want to add on to your house. Maybe you want to buy a brand new house. Maybe you're buying your first house. Find out what the rates are. A 10-minute phone call to Mike Gish might be the best investment you make in your financial future and your ability to realize the American dream. That's Mike Gish of the Bank of Pacific. Also, I want to thank Windermere Real Estate, with offices conveniently located in Linden, Birch Bay, Bellingham, Fairhaven, the Bellis Fair Mall, and, of course, their brand-new office in Ferndale, which has been open now about a month's time. I've been talking to the agents, been out there. Things are going really, really well. Their presence is certainly known within the community. And you know, they're talking about up to 4,000 homes over the next 5 to 10 years being constructed in Ferndale. No coincidence that Windermere, staying ahead of the curve, has decided to take up shop there. They're right next to Starbucks in front of Samuel's Furniture. Go by even just to introduce yourself and get a chance to see what the new digs are about. We're pretty proud of them. It is leading edge high technology throughout the entire building, including our designer builder contract room, specifically for people looking to do some development work. Speaking of development work, some great, great news. You may have seen this in the paper, but the Port of Bellingham has a new hire, and that is a gentleman named Don Goldberg. He's the new director of economic development, and he'll be an integral part of Whatcom County's economic development team. When I say team, that means the Port of Bellingham is going to work with realtors and businesses to make sure when they get a lead from a company maybe out of Seattle, Mount Vernon, Vancouver, BC, New York, doesn't matter where it is, it gives a conduit for them to contact the port. The port, in turn, will work with the realtors, work with business to make sure that we exercise every opportunity we have to place good family wage jobs in manufacturing, from office space to distribution to call centers. Doesn't matter what it is. They are working hand in hand with the private sector, your port, with their new hire. And again, it's Don Goldberg. He has an enormous amount of experience. He's been in the economic development game for about 25 years. He's been in commercial real estate. He's worked for nonprofits, all different government sectors. They found a wonderful, wonderful addition to the port. And I congratulate the port director, Rob Fix, and the port directors for taking on this task of finding an economic development director who is absolutely a star. And this is going to be a great, great asset to all of us. So I'll tell you what, I also want you to know that I went to an event this last week and served on a panel with the Whatcom Business Alliance. And the Whatcom Business Alliance, if you haven't paid attention to what they're doing, you want to be sure and check out their website. They are doing everything they can to make sure that they put the red carpet out for business in Whatcom County. And they lobby, they work with, they communicate, they work side by side with both government, with business, and they're doing a really great thing. They have a youth coalition going, getting younger people involved in the economic process and the business community, and it's really, really a great, great deal. They also have a new program I'll tell you more about in a future show. I'll get Tony Larson on here, and he'll let us know. But one of the things that came up, one of the questions that was posed to me was, is there adequate housing for new companies coming to town that might need, maybe they're going to need 20, 40, 50, 100 employees? And my answer was pretty concise in that right now there are 19 homes for sale between 250 and 350. If you're looking for a place right now. At the same time, there have been over 203 sold in the last 6 months. There are 53 countywide that are pending. That means there is definitely not enough inventory. If the average family household wage in Whatcom County is roughly $52,000, that places those folks squarely in that 250 to 350 price range in terms of being able to service a mortgage. So that means that one area we need the most product in, we actually have the least product in. If you're an employer, are you going to open a factory in Ferndale, in Blaine, in Bellingham in particular, if you know you won't have adequate housing for the bulk of your employees? If you're a builder, a spec home builder, Gary Honkoop was on the panel with us. And a great question for Gary, and Gary certainly knows the answer. If you have to build a $250,000, a $300,000 house, and the lot costs $100,000 to $100,500, and the permission to build cost is $40,000, you cannot make a profit. You can't be a builder unless you can pay your bills and provide family wage jobs for your own employees. That's the catch-22 we're in. And the only way we can resolve it is look for every responsible opportunity to provide more housing and to do what we can to cut the regulatory permission to build costs wherever possible in order to promote and spur on more development of housing that's needed for the people that work every day for us here in Whatcom County behind the scenes. Otherwise, what will happen, and is brought up by an audience member in the Q&A session, is we will turn into a community of retirees and those that serve the retirees. And we're headed that way very, very quickly. It's amazing how busy this market is in the over $500,000 price range, where that should only be a slice of what we're up to. We should be selling homes, and at $250,000, $350,000, we have no homes to sell. So if we want to look like Santa Cruz, we are well on course to do that. And the number one thing we can do is the city of Bellingham, Bellingham City Council, everyone that has involvement in planning in Bellingham, do what you can to give more people an opportunity who work and contribute to this community on a daily basis to be able to own a home right here. And speaking of owning a home is one thing. When you go to purchase that home, you want to make sure you're getting a product that's going to last you many, many years. It's the most important roof over your head. And the way to do that is you get hold of a home inspector who knows this stuff, has experience. We love Jefferson Livingston and his crew. We used him again this past week. Did a great, thorough job. He always has tips for us, for our listeners. What do you have for this week?
At 6:57 this morning, I got a desperate text from a realtor needing an inspection. Not next week, not Monday, not Sunday, but today. And guess what? That's where I am right now. I'm doing that inspection. And while I'm here doing this inspection, I've got a guy in Point Roberts doing an inspection, Ferndale, and even Everett. So with our team of seven guys that are living all over, you know, Northwest Washington, not just Whatcom County, we're able to get to stuff quickly and efficiently. The other efficient thing is we can actually print the report off on site. Very frequently, we'll be going over an inspection with clients at the same time as emailing them the report. So it cuts down on that waiting time. And as I'm here, I see people actually pulling up, looking at the house, wanting to make an offer. So we can get that inspection in quick so you can get a house that's going to last you a lifetime.
You know, there's nothing more that reminds you of spring than fresh cut grass, or maybe having a bowl of strawberry shortcake. And I know one guy that's going to have an opportunity to do both right now. Dylan, good to hear from you, sir. You are in the great – I'm stuck here in the stuffy studio. You're out in the sunshine. Tell us about it.
It is awesome here in Ferndale. We weren't sure what to expect today with the weather. You know, we're in kind of a transition here. How soon was the sun going to show up? Well, it's here. We got blue skies. We're here at Carl's Mower and Saw for Spring Fling 2018. You know how Spring Fling works. It's a $5,000 shopping spree. You can come and increase your chances to win by entering at each one of our live broadcasts. I believe this is just the second one here today. So get your name in early, get your name in often. And two finalists from each of our broadcast locations will be joining KGMI on their finalist cruise a little bit later this year. And that's where the $5,000 Spring Fling Shopping Spree winner will be selected. Josh Levine with Carl's is here with us.
Let's talk about Honda. Well, but before I start.
I've just been sorting through all the things that you have going on here. I'm having a hard time keeping track of it. This is like a multi-ring circus of things going on here.
Is that kind of insulting? A circus? We're not a circus show. We're professionals around here. I got a great crew.
I think the robotic mowers over there are pretty entertaining.
They are pretty entertaining. That would maybe be like a circus.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Mike, come by after the show. We'll save you some strawberry shortcake.
Please.
I want to talk a little bit quick about Honda lawnmowers. We got Honda walk-behind lawnmowers starting at $399. Great value, reliable, proven Honda mowers. It's kind of one of those things that when I grow up, I want a Honda lawnmower.
And you're going to grow up?
When I grow up, I want a Honda lawnmower. We got a full line here. Right now, every spring, we do a promotion. We add a year warranty to our Honda mowers, so 3-year plus 1 year on certain models and 5-year plus 1 year on the other models.
Come and see us here at Carl's Mower and Saw. We've got steel factory reps. We've got a Gravely factory rep here, a factory rep from Husqvarna, all kinds of product to check out. You were talking about Honda. We were talking about the Husqvarna auto mower. We've talked about that in years past, kind of like a Roomba for your lawn. Honda has one of those now, too, and they're going head-to-head over there. It's almost kind of like BattleBots out here today.
Yeah, they're about ready to cross the boundaries and go at one another, see who throws it down first. Yeah, we got two robotic lawnmowers on site here, both Husqvarna and Honda. It's a new concept in our world here in the United States, but they've been going on in Europe for many, many years. Husqvarna introduced theirs in 1995, and Honda came out with theirs in 2008. So it's not new technology. It's nothing to be scared of. It's proven. It works. I've had one, because I'm not grown up, I've had one on my lawn for this is my third season. Changed my life.
Come see us here at Carl's Mower and Saw on Portal Way in Ferndale for Spring Fling 2018. I'm Dylan Hahn, coupon location for KGMI.
KGMI News Update.
KGMI News Time 10:32, 52 degrees now in Bellingham, heading for a sunny high of 55 today. Former First Lady Barbara Bush is being laid to rest as we speak in Houston. Former CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer covered the Bush administration and got to know Mrs. Bush well as her husband served as vice president and then president. In a 1990 interview with Peter Mayer, Barbara Bush talks about why literacy was such an important platform for her.
What I'm finding now is we're treating the woman or the man as a whole. So we're not just teaching he or she to read. We're teaching them to read, giving them job training, trying to get daycare help, trying to find jobs, trying to help them work their way off welfare.
Today's funeral, according to the official guide, celebrated Bush's life of service and constant advocacy for literacy. The planned Everett commercial air terminal, the company that developed that, sold $50 million in bonds earlier this year to finance its construction, according to data obtained by the Associated Press. The sale sheds lights on finances of the company. The new airfield has commitments from Alaska Airlines, Southwest, and United for up to 24 daily flights and is due to begin operations this fall. Police in Bothell have taken into custody a 22-year-old driver suspected of intentionally hitting two pedestrians in crosswalks and trying to hit three others. Police say they arrested the man Friday evening that he told investigators that he tried to hit as many people as he could. Police say the two women hit by the vehicle were transported to a hospital. The man's name has not yet been released. KGMI dependable forecast, partly cloudy and 55 today. Breezy southwest winds on the water, 10 to 20, becoming cloudy and 41 overnight. Then some sun back tomorrow with a high of 56. Temperatures warmer to the mid-70s by Thursday and Friday as we head back to work next week. It's 52 now in Bellingham. Mike Davis, KGMI News.
Believe it or not, mortgage rates have dropped recently, so it may be time to buy a home or consider refinancing to lower your payments on your current home. A variety of loan programs are available, offering terms, rates, and down payment options to fit most budgets. You can even apply for your loan directly online. Just go to bankofthepacific.com or give your local branch a call to set an appointment. Bank of the Pacific, member FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 417-480. All loans are subject to credit approval. Certain fees and restrictions apply.
KGMI Sports.
On the court, the Portland Trailblazers are trying to stay alive to get their first win in their best-of-seven Round 1 playoff series with the New Orleans Pelicans tonight. New Orleans outscored the Blazers by 17 in Game 3 on Thursday. Today's tip-off is 2 p.m. You can watch it on TNT. On the diamond, Gene Segura hit a two-run double in the fourth-run ninth inning after Mitch Haniger's tying homer in the eighth that lifted the Seattle Mariners over the Texas Rangers 6-2 last night. Haniger's fifth homer was a two-out shot to the berm in center field against Chris Martin. Haniger and Kyle Seager added RBI singles in the ninth off Jafe Dykeman as the Rangers remain the only team in the majors without a win in a series opener. They dropped to 0-7 now in the season. That series continues today with the 4 p.m. pregame, 5:05 first pitch. You can hear it on our sister station, AM 1170 KPUG 97.9 FM in Bellingham. On the field, Bellingham United FC is in preseason play today in Bremerton for their spring into season jamboree. The Hammers open their regular season under new coach Jason Conway next Saturday, hosting the Snohomish Steelheads at Phillips 66 Soccer Park. And the Seattle Sounders FC squad hosts Minnesota United FC at CenturyLink tomorrow at 1. Both the Sounders and Toronto, winners of last year's and the year before MLS Cups, are in the bottom of their respective West and East divisions this year. KGMI dependable forecast, partly cloudy and 55 today, up to 52 already now. Mike Davis, KGMI News.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. Thank a couple more sponsors, Linden Sheet Metal, the corner guy to Maine up in Linden. Excellent time to get hold of Linden Sheet Metal and make sure that your furnace is still operating in the efficiency and the manner it should be after a hard, long winter of overtime for your furnace, whether it's a gas furnace, whether it's an oil furnace, electric furnace. Good time to make sure it's set and good time to change those filters as we head into spring. And also, Matt, when I'm talking about a York air conditioning system, one of the heat pumps is a great way to go here in this climate to provide efficient heat and cooling because, hey, next week it's supposed to hit 75 degrees, I think, on Thursday or Friday, which is going to be amazing. Also, I want to be sure and thank the folks at Pacific Northwest Homes Magazine. We just made a commitment with that magazine. We're going to be have 1, 2, 3, 4 pages every single month because we are so committed and convinced that that's the best venue we've ever come across in print. And what that means for us is we're going to be able to assure every single one of our clients that every single month their property is going to be in full color in the best magazine in the region to get your property in front of as many potential buyers as possible. That's Pacific Northwest Homes Magazine. I want to thank Lisa and Wayne over there for doing such a great job of putting those ads together for us. Hey, I also want to thank a couple of agents. I've been remiss in doing this the last few weeks. We had a number of closings this last week, and some agents did a super, super job of bringing them together. I want to thank Leah Cruz with Windermere, and she's done a terrific job in getting a home in Birch Bay Village all set. We had some inspection items. We worked back and forth. We work cooperatively, as agents should, in order to make the finish line. Our job is not to win one over on the other side, but make it a win-win situation, and Leah lives by that mantra. Also, Debbie Byrie, she was able to get a property closed for us out at Semiahmoo Shore, which I will be at today from noon to 5 p.m. We're open every single day out there. And today, I can't wait to get out there because a lot of the birds are coming through right now. There's lots of eagles. There's lots of different species we're seeing come through. And a day like today, with a little bit of wind, we get lots of activity. And I know that our friendly neighborhood eagles will be there as well. Also, I want to thank Team Lisa. I call them Lisa Sprague and Lisa Kent out at Semiahmoo Shore. They each sold a unit this last week. And they're doing a terrific job for us. If you want to see cutting-edge design, quality, and the last gorgeous waterfront development in the Pacific Northwest that we're aware of at prices that are unbelievable, you can do that any day. We're going to have 3 model units open today, and you're going to see Marky Nelson's good work. She's an outstanding interior designer. You're going to see JWR, Jerry Richardsener's work as a home designer. You see what product he's put together, and it's all been assembled by Rosenthal Honkoop Construction. They've been around about 40 years, and Gary Honkoop was named the Builder of the Year this year by the Building Industry Association. If you want to see some examples why, come by and see us noon to 5 p.m. today or tomorrow. We're there every day, but this weekend in particular, what I'm going to do to celebrate spring, celebrate the fact that we are not in the rain, I'm going to give a pair of sunglasses away. The coveted Semiahmoo Shore sunglasses will be given to anyone that comes out, everyone that comes out to visit us at Semiahmoo Shore, noon to 5 p.m. today or tomorrow. When I come back from the break, though, we're going to cover some things, some interesting things that are going on in Seattle, but also I'm going to tell you about some interesting properties and what makes them very, very unique. We'll be right back.
Are you relocating to Bellingham or thinking of selling your home? Or maybe you're thinking of downsizing because your kids are grown. Bellingham Premier Brokers Emery and Andrews of Fairhaven Realtors, a branch of Lakeway Realty, would love to talk to you. With over 30 years of experience, let Emery and Andrews make your move or relocation a snap. Visit their community page at fairhavenrealty.com to learn all about Fairhaven and the surrounding Bellingham and Whatcom County areas. Visit Emery and Andrews today for radio home sales marketing, 3D virtual home tours, and so much more. Locally owned and operated since 1972. Don't wait. For more info, call Laura Emery and Karen Andrews today at 360-850-9999. That's 360-850-9999. Or visit them online at fairhavenrealty.com.
Emery and Andrews, from luxury view homes to condos, multifamily and commercial properties. We are there for you because to Bellingham, local matters.
When you're tired, you can't push harder, work smarter, or think faster. To perform at your best, you have to sleep at your best. But to sleep at your best, you need Beauty Rest. Reinvented for 2018, our new Beautyrest mattresses offer you more performance and value than ever. Find great deals on this new collection of mattresses during the Beautyrest introductory event. Get your Beautyrest at Griffith Furniture and Mattresses in Bellingham.
Stay connected with KGMI and get the latest breaking news and talk show topics instantly. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at KGMI Radio.
Welcome back. We're going to go out and visit Dylan Honkoop again at Carl's Mower. It's kind of interesting. They were talking about the different manufacturers, Husqvarna, Steel, Gravely, Honda. And I think Josh said that Honda changed his life. It was a life-changing experience. What's interesting about that, I used to be in the power equipment industry, and I had some distributors around the country that were Honda engine parts distributors. And you know what? They had a tough time because those Hondas didn't break and the parts they stocked didn't come off the shelf quick enough for them. So that's a compliment. That's about the best compliment you can give to the Honda product. And a great place to see you today out at Carl's Mower. Right, Dylan?
Right, Dylan?
Yeah, Sonny Helm. If you know of anybody that might be interested.
So Dylan is probably busy trying to figure out that robotic Husqvarna mower out there. But anyways, go by today. That's Carl's Mower out on Port Away. They're having a spring fling event. It's going to take place today. Strawberry shortcake, manufacturers reps, and a great display of power equipment to take in. Hey, I want to share with you a couple properties. Now and again, I like to kind of reach into the basket of our listings and tell you about properties that are truly unique. And coming into spring, these ones really, really shine. And I will tell you that I've got several and for distinctly different types of buyers. The first one, obviously, I live up in Birch Bay, my favorite corner of Whatcom County. We have a property at 7511 Birch Bay Drive. It is the quintessential Birch Bay cabin. You step off the patio, toes in the sand, low tide. You can go out and play football, run the dog, go climbing, go crabbing. It's a little 873 square foot cabin, but it is huge on charm. And that's 7511 Birchwood Drive. It's $698,000. That might seem like a bit of money. You cannot get these cabins. They never come up for sale, but there is one now, and you can check it out. Just type in 7511 Birch Bay Drive in any search engine, and it'll pop up. Any listing, for that matter, if you're wondering about more information, you don't have to have the MLS number. You don't even have to have the agent's name or number necessarily. Initially, all you have to do is take your smartphone in front of the house, type in the address, and you're going to see it displayed on hundreds and hundreds of websites. With today's technology, it's really easy to get good information. If you're a golfer, we've got one in Birch Bay Village, 8281 Cowichan Road, and this is a gorgeous southern-style home with tile roof, a huge covered sun deck, south-facing with an outdoor kitchen. You wouldn't believe that one's $449,900, so there still are some great opportunities out there. But the one that's really, really got my attention today, this is about 10 minutes from town. And if you can imagine, it has enough room for five cars undercover. It's got a triple garage and a huge attached shop. It's on five gorgeous, gently sloping acres, and it's up in on Saddlestone Drive. It is absolutely stunning. It has views of Whatcom County all the way to the Canadian Cascade Range and the Coastal Range. It's one of the prettiest views in all of Whatcom County. You'd think you're 100 miles from town. It's only minutes taking sunset out, and you want to check that one out. That one's, again, 4363 Saddlestone Drive. If you're looking for lots of space, if you're looking for 5 acres and enough room for five cars or more of your hobbies, that's one to check out there. Those are just some of the examples of the unique properties out there. Even though the inventory's tight, there is still a property out there that is very, very desirable and sometimes is overlooked. So, and don't be shy. If you see a property listed and you think, gosh, it's still there, I wonder why, make an offer. Because you wouldn't believe how many times sellers say to us when they list a property, well, they can always make an offer. And I would encourage buyers to do just that. Tell you what, I'm going to take an early break. I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that are happening in Seattle. And we're going to be joined again by Carl. Out at by Carl. We're not going to be joined by Carl at Dylan's Mowers. We're going to be joined by Dylan at Carl's Mower.
And he's there right now.
What's going on? Hey, Dylan.
Yeah, I am here with Josh Levine, actually, who is the son of Carl at Carl's Mower and brother of Carl as well, since there is a Carl 2.0.
Word that right. That sounds a little weird that I'm a son and a brother.
Not the same guy.
Okay.
Anyway.
That family tree's branches twisted.
Yeah. Exactly.
Keep it clean.
It is a family operation here at Carl's Mower and Saw, and we sure would love to see you here for Spring Fling 2018, the $5,000 shopping spree. A bunch of people lined up right now trying to get their name in the drawing before 11 o'clock. That is your deadline for today, and you won't have a chance again until April 27th when KGMI is on the road at Statement Apparel. So you got to get over here to Portal Way, to Carl's Mower and Saw, which, by the way, there is a party happening here on Portal Way. Josh, this is our last chance. Is it possible to run through all of the things that are going on here right now, just rapid fire?
Rapid fire. All the specials. Okay, first person to buy a robotic Husqvarna mower gets $500 off of installation. Could be a free installation depending on yard size. Steel and Husqvarna handheld gasoline power equipment. If you purchase one over $200, you get a free six-pack of oil, which is going to add a year or two to your warranty. Good deal there. We've got our typical spring specials going on. We got mowers on sale. We got additional warranty going on. Gravely, hop on a Gravely mower, take one for a test drive. You could win a backpack battery-powered sprayer. No more pumping. You could win a cooler. You also could enter to win a Gravely zero-turn mower. I believe it's like a $12,000 mower.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not.
That's nuts.
It's nothing small. I think. Did I get it all?
I don't know. We've got Steel Factory Rep here as well as the Gravely guy. Husqvarna is here. You have stuff going on your Facebook page as well where people can win.
Yeah, hop on our Facebook page, give us a like, give us a share. You could win yourself a steel battery-powered string trimmer and a steel battery-powered blower worth about $400. Easy cleanup this spring. Grab the trigger, pull it, and go. No noise. Neighbors are happy.
It's a party on Portal Way, so things are happening here at Carl's Mower and Saw in Ferndale, as well as just up the road on Portal Way at Portal Way Farm and Garden, where they're going to have a Traeger demonstration, Hempler's Bun Busters, etc. Of course, we've got the strawberry shortcake here. The sun is out. It's time to get going on the yard again, and they have all the tools you need to do it here at Carl's Mower and Saw. Josh, thanks so much for having me out here today.
Thanks for coming out, Dylan. Appreciate it.
And looking at the clock right now, we've got just, 12 minutes left to get down here and enter to win Spring Fling 2018. Come see us.
Do you need a home inspection? Are you buying or selling a property? Pillar to Post, the leader in home inspections, can help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Pillar to Post will give you a clear, unbiased evaluation of a home's condition. Their inspectors are fully trained, certified, and insured. State-of-the-art equipment is used, including moisture meters, temperature sensors, and carbon monoxide detectors. The report contains photographs of problems and gives you the knowledge you need to make an informed decision. For professional inspection services you can trust, contact Pillar to Post online at pillartopost.com.
Finding the right home takes buyers and sellers, real estate agents, Americans, Canadians, and the right resources to get you there. That's why I use a Pacific Northwest Homes magazine. This is Mike Kent. I've worked with Wayne and Lisa at Pacific Northwest Homes magazine for years, both in print and online. It is the area's most comprehensive guide to real estate. For home buyers and realtors, it is the most powerful tool you'll have to buy, sell, or list a home. So pick up a copy of Pacific Northwest Homes magazine today or visit them online at pnwwhomes.com.
Get local news, weather, sports, and all the information you need instantly. KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and at KGMI.com.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. This is Mike Kent, our last segment. Hey, very interesting reading, Amazon. I follow Amazon pretty closely because I do think they're the most business-shattering, shifting corporation on the planet. And this last week, Jeff Bezos said that they have 100 million subscribers to Amazon Prime. That doesn't count all the non-Prime subscribers. They are a juggernaut. What's really fascinating is here they are trying to select a second headquarters, and we all know the impact, even here in Bellingham, when they have a headquarters currently in Seattle, how it can have a ripple effect the entire marketplace. But it's interesting that while cities throughout the nation, and it sounds like they've narrowed it down to Washington, D.C. or Boston as the most likely locations, maybe Toronto, but I think it's going to end up on the eastern seaboard for a variety of reasons. But those cities that are trying to lure, tempt, bribe, coerce, attract Amazon are doing everything in their power to make them feel welcome, to make them also realize it's an economic viable choice. But the one city that's got their headquarters that should pay attention on what they need to do to keep them there and happy seem to be doing just the opposite. Here's what I'm talking about. The city council in Seattle on Friday released details of a $75 million a year head tax proposal that makes drastic changes on the task force recommendations, goes big on taxing the largest 3% of the city's companies. Folks, that's Amazon with a capital A. The new council bill will enact a 26 cent per tax hours for each hour work, a 26 cent tax on businesses with $20 million in taxable gross receipts to start with. After 2 years, the city would transition into a 0.7% payroll tax instead as a response to concerns about its effects on business with low profits. So what they're doing is they're using that as a means to build the coffers to help other businesses with lower profits and do probably some wonderful social things. But my question is, and I'm just going to leave it out there, is this the way to help businesses decide to stay and thrive by taxing a special tax on the salaries for the employees? Now, I think Amazon will certainly be able to absorb that. But here's something that also came out this week, which kind of surprised me. There are two Amazons. There is Amazon, which are the programmers and the engineers in Seattle who are making $100,000 or more right out of the gate. But there's another side to Amazon, which are the folks that are the pickers working alongside the robots in their distribution centers. And it makes sense that those distribution centers would never be in places like, say, Bellingham or Seattle, but places where the cost of living is as low as possible, i.e. in the Phoenix Valley. That's where you see these big centers, or outside of Las Vegas, et cetera, because we learned just this week, Amazon workers' median pay in 2017, and this will surprise you, is only $28,446. There's two parts to this company. There's the brain trust that does the coding that creates the cloud, which you hear a lot about, but there's the worker bee in the warehouse that's part of that $28,446 or less.
Yep, and a lot of those distribution centers, they put them near transportation hubs too, so you would never see them near a city like Bellingham. That's why Phoenix has a UPS hub, and like Lenexa, Kansas, that's where all these DCs go up in these odd places.
Almost like the FedEx look. If you looked at a map with the interstate highway system, they are at the center of that wheel, if you will.
Yep.
And just very interesting. I mean, it's wonderful they've employed all those people. But remember, there are two Amazons. And the one that really benefits the community from an economic standpoint is the one, for example, in Seattle, because they're paying the high pay. Now, you may look at it As a contrarian, that it creates wages that are so high it drives housing beyond those folks that are working in a lot of other jobs. So anyways, there's always that tricky balance. But I found it interesting, one, that the median wage is $28,446, and two, that Seattle's deciding they're going to tax those hourly workers in order to, it can't help but affect the bottom line. And I wonder how that will make the paycheck change with that $28,000 employee. Just food for thought. Maybe we'll talk about it in a future show, but it's very, very interesting because as Amazon goes, so goes our region without a doubt. Canadian dollar was up about 1% this last week. It's hovering around 79 cents. And if you've been following the price of fuel and oil, the barrel of oil, if I filled up with gas and now it's taking me $100 plus, it shuts off and I have $100 on my credit card and suddenly that's back. I remember that from years ago. But as the barrel of oil goes up in price, that means Canada's dollar will likely strengthen. So watch out what happens. If they get above 80 cents, they're back. They're still at Costco, but they're going to be back in the real estate market, and we'll see some pretty significant changes. The counts of the border crossing will be very interesting to watch over the next 2 to 3 months.
The news, the most important news from Canada is completely unrelated, and that is that the Winnipeg Jets, the newly revived Winnipeg Jets, advanced to the second round in the NHL playoffs last night with one of the best periods of hockey I ever saw, first period of the game last night, to beat the Minnesota Wild.
And that comes from a producer of the show who just happens to have a jersey on as we speak.
Yes, I have a jersey that just says Canada because we're rooting for all the Canadian teams this year. I'll just admit it.
So that's
kind of a nice story. I mean, Winnipeg Jets, that team was revived. They'd been gone for 15 years. They revived them 3 or 4 years ago. And they just had a great team effort last night. 4 goals. Boom, 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 boom. First period.
And if you ever spend a winter in Winnipeg, you know that they deserve a win.
As many
wins as possible.
And then the summer mosquitoes, too.
Exactly. Yeah, that is pretty cool. And you know what? You know what's going to be really cool? We might be able to see the Winnipeg Jets play hockey in Seattle in mm-hmm. the next couple of years.
And, yeah, what's the status of that?
Well, the status is, my understanding is that they had to put out deposits, $500 deposit, for people to reserve an opportunity, refundable deposit, to get season's tickets. And I think they needed like 12,000 roughly in order to make it viable and to help with their presentation to the NHL. And I understand they had close to 35,000 in about 12 minutes.
Did the NHL, have they approved the expansion yet? Do you know?
You know, I don't know the details on that, but I believe that's looking pretty darn positive.
That would be a really great thing. Bellingham's a hockey town, and in fact, today at Sportsplex, there is a benefit hockey game for a Western Washington University hockey player who's been diagnosed with ALS. It's at Sportsplex today from 2 till 10. You can go down and support this gentleman. I forget his name, but one of my students at Western actually told me about this. So if you're into hockey, since we've kind of diverted to the hockey show today, stop down to Sportsplex and help a Western student who's been diagnosed with ALS.
Fantastic. And finding the Sportsplex sheet of ice in Bellingham's easy because we have, I think, one.
Yep, exactly, yeah. One.
Like, say, Vancouver. No, it's a great cause, great event. Go down and check them out. And also, if you're out for a drive, come out and see us. Again, we're at Simeon Shore from noon to 5 today. We're going to be giving sunglasses out to everyone because you're going to need them. Great day to come out and see the Eagles as well. We've got 3 model homes open for you to check out. If you haven't been out there in a while, you're going to be really surprised what they've done both with the resort hotel and how Simeon Shore has come together. And also, remember, if you're thinking about getting a new house or making a change, give Bank Pacific a call Monday morning and ask them where things are at, where you are at. And you have to get a pre-approval letter. If you expect to buy a house right now in Whatcom County, you have to be prepared. Mike can make sure you are ready to have an offer that's accepted. Hey, thanks everyone for listening. I'll join you next Saturday on Radio Real Estate. And don't forget, support the U.S. Marine Corps League Bellingham Memorial Day Parade. Thanks for listening.
Imagine if I told you that an earthquake was going to hit tomorrow, right where you live. That it would be 6.5 in magnitude with aftershocks occurring twice 25 minutes apart. You'd no doubt talk with your loved ones, and you'd make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you an earthquake will happen tomorrow. But what if it does? Shouldn't you have a plan? Visit mil.wa.gov/preparedness and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by Washington EMD, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mil.wa.gov/preparedness. Brought to you by Disaster Ready Washington, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
KGMI Bellingham.
HD2, 92.9 KISM.
And 96.5 FM in Bellingham.